Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Some may call you ratcatchers, others mercenaries, but we prefer the term adventurers. And at the Grey Hill Free Company, we believe in one thing above all: adventurers together strong. Many have gone on to do some great things under our name, not all of them good, but great things nevertheless. Hopefully you'll soon join their ranks. So gather round and let us regale you with one of the many stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Then, well, that was its turn. Then, Teapot, it's your turn.
Okay. Teapot would like to cast now Thunderwave.
There's an ally right in front of you.
Oh.
Oh, I guess actually you just move forwards. That's
yeah,
fine.
I would like to move forwards first.
Okay. Now, I'm letting you know the statues are so thick, you cannot not hit a statue.
Teapot is not burdened with morality
that's
in this
fine.
Case.
Oh, yeah.
Teapot is like, these yeah, people are fucking dead, and that's fine.
It's a con saving throw, right?
It is constitution saving throw.
It passes, but that just means half damage, which is 2d8 from memory.
Right.
Unless you upcast?
I could, yeah. I will cast in, because it's not like I'm going to be casting Zone of Truth and Dice. Sure. So I will cast it at the second level. Please.
Second level, easy. All right, so the giant saves, but still takes 12, 19, takes 8 points of damage.
Okay.
And isn't knocked prone.
All right. Okay, so I have moved, and I have...
Not done all of your movement, though. You only needed 5 feet to
right,
move to be
okay.
next to not hit an ally.
I am just debating whether I want to do Bardic Inspiration again.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, probably.
Yes, okay.
It helped.
All right, so then Teapot will...
I would be statue if not.
Yes, Teapot will take out their Pipes of Haunting again. I will do my Bardic Inspiration, my last Bardic Inspiration. I will inspire Hot Lungs again.
Mm-hmm.
And I will party rocking in the house tonight. but bagpipey. And you get a d6 for 10 minutes.
Excellent.
Cool. All right. That was Teapot, your turn, correct?
Yes.
Yep. And then, Marvin, it's your turn. I'm so sorry, but you actually haven't unlocked a secret way to beat the boss. Instead, you've unlocked a secret way to have to make a wisdom saving
throw. Damn. Oh, well, I'll give it a go.
Okay, so you drop your instrument and you start joining the party.
Wonderful.
You are restrained. You don't take any damage, but yeah, you are restrained. Oh, no. You grab a cup of mead and grab a drumstick with the other hand. You still have your action and bonus action, but you got no movement speed. You've dropped your instrument.
What's your con like?
Good? No.
Okay. Okay.
Not good. It's plus zero.
Oh, yeah.
So I can't move, but I can still cast spells and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, you can do an action and a bonus action, although your attacks have disadvantage.
Well, I'm not attacking anything. I'm in the back.
Sure.
Well, this sucks.
I am so sorry.
I gave it a go.
You truly, yeah.
Oh, shit, fuck.
You know, I thought, like, if everyone is going against it, if you go with the flow, is he going to be happy about it? And the answer is no.
Mm. Well, he is, but, you know.
Yeah. But in a way that fucks us over. But it's okay, yeah. It's okay.
So, on my turn, I will do a bonus action to give a D8 to Teapot. And then I will cast Phantasmal Force at second level, mm-hmm. which is a range of 60 feet. Great.
Mm-hmm.
I craft an illusion that takes root in the mind of a creature that you can see within range. They must make an intelligence saving throw. So what I'm going to be doing is showing a bunch of people not dancing. And they're very angry about the party, like angry neighbors complaining about loud music.
Your music day sucks.
All right. The giant fails its saving throw.
Wonderful.
You see it begins looking around the entire place, and it starts calling out, "What are you doing? Join us! Join us!"
So the target can use its action to examine the phantasm with an intelligence check against the DC to see if it's actually an illusion. But while it's affected by the spell, the target treats the phantasm as if it were real. The target rationalizes any illogical outcomes from interacting with the phantasm. In effect, the target is so convinced of the phantasm's reality that it can even take damage from the illusion. Phantasm created to appear as a creature can attack the target. Similarly, a phantasm created to appear as fire, you know, they'll burn, whatever. Each round on your turn, the phantasm can deal 1d6 psychic damage to the target if it is in the phantasm's area. Or within 5 feet of the phantasm, which it definitely is. So I'm going to say I'm going straight for psychic damage to demoralize this giant.
All right. It takes 6 points of psychic damage.
Wonderful.
Oh. All right. That was your turn, Marvin?
That's all I can do.
All right. Hotlungs, it's up to you. It's on to you. Mm-hmm. You are no longer restrained, so any ability you have that can give you advantage will give you advantage.
Fantastic. Well, I will do the Draconic Cry.
Right.
To give myself advantage. And I will attack twice.
First attack, critical hit.
Excellent.
Hey.
Second attack, critical hit.
Yay!
Great news.
That was 220s.
Fuck yeah.
Glorious, glorious of all the news.
All right. So you're not using a longsword. That's slashing, piercing, right?
It's slashing.
Okay. Well, the first one is, where is slashing? Vexing Cut. Quadruple damage, and the target must make a DC 16 con saving throw. On a failed save, the target cannot take reactions for 3d4 rounds. And then the other one is Knave to Chops. Triple damage. So the first one is,
I'm climbing this boy.
You definitely are. The first one is, my God, 40 points of damage.
I said I am not hungry.
It's bloodied.
You little bitch.
Then your second one is 6 times 3 is 18. 18 points of damage. And, oh, it needs to make a saving throw. It passes the saving throw. But it took 58 points of damage total this turn. As I said previously, it is bloodied.
Cool. So also because of the College of Tragedy, once per short rest, when myself or an ally can see forces a creature and make a saving throw, which they did for my spell.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
I can expend one use of Bardic Inspiration to change the type of saving throw to a Charisma save instead. You already did the – would it still have failed?
He would have failed if it was a Charisma saving throw,
okay,
yeah.
Fantastic. If the target fails the save, roll a Bardic Inspiration die, a D8. Target takes psychic damage equal to the result.
He takes an extra 5 points of damage.
Fantastic.
Still standing, but looking woozy.
Well, if the target is reduced to 0 HP during the next minute and can speak, they are magically compelled to utter darkly poetic final words before succumbing to their injuries.
Okay. Well, they fail the saving throw as well, so they can't take reactions for 6 rounds.
Wonderful.
All right. They are still standing, right? Yeah, barely. All right. That was Hotlong's turn. It's the giant's turn. The giant's pretty fucked up. First off. Okay. Well, I've got good news and I've got bad news.
Mm.
It's trying to target the phantasmal entities that you have created is the good news. The bad news is Teapot and Hotlong's, you're both caught in the crossfire.
That's okay.
Join the party! Both of you need to make constitution saving throws.
That's not good.
Whoa. Oh, disadvantage. Fail.
If I have that plus six.
Oh, D6?
Or the D6 for the bardic inspiration. I'm assuming I don't want
to have a D8.
Oh, I have a D8.
9 plus. Yes, hang on. Sorry. 9. No, it's okay. 9 plus. No, your hot lungs is over here. 9 plus 6 is not enough. Mm. Your D8 is 13 plus 0 is not enough. I'm so sorry. Both of you still fail. So you both take. Yeah, oh no.
You take damage. I thought this was turning into stone.
Okay, no,
yeah,
okay, no,
okay, okay.
It's not that sort of ability does not exist in 5th ed. You both take 15 points of damage and you are both restrained.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
So that puts hot lungs on 13. And how much damage did I just say?
Teapot's on 2.
2, all right. Cool. And Marvin, you're full hit points. Have you taken damage?
No, I've been turning to stone back there.
Yeah, just turn into stone. All right. Yeah, you're both, everyone's restrained. Everyone is restrained. Hot lungs, you're on 13. Mm-hmm. Marvin, full hit points. Mm. Good for you. Teapot, 2 hit points. Oh no. That was the giant's turn. Teapot, it's yours.
Okay.
This is really coming down to the wire.
Right, okay. So Teapot had been considering...
Oh, you're also holding a mug of wine.
Yeah. Oh, well, Teapot cannot do Pipes of Haunting and hold a mug of wine at the same time. But,
But, you can drive... It's okay. You can. I'm allowing it.
No, it's okay because that's thematically like... The plan was to do Pipes of Haunting, but that would just make them scared of Teapot. They don't take any damage.
Okay, all right.
Having been just now fucking wrecked, Teapot is really scared of death and is going to cast Thunder Wave at their last second level spell slot in a sort of panic.
Do spells get advantage from Draconic Cry? It's an attack
roll.
No,
if there's an attack roll, but Thunder Wave makes a saving throw, not an attack roll, yeah. Yes. Or they make a saving throw, not you make an attack roll.
Right.
Unfortunately, he passes again, so
but
half damage.
Half damage is still damage.
Yes, that's true. He takes 12 halved. He takes 6 points of damage.
Okay. Do we have anything to like increase that over in the goodbye cards? No. Okay. That's okay. No. That's okay.
Though I do. That's a skill check, not a saving throw. Nope.
That is my action.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to bonus action disengage.
You can't move.
I can't fucking move.
Yeah.
I'm stuck there. Teapot's going to die, guys.
Do you have any bardic left?
I don't. I'm out of bardic inspiration. I'm fucked. Yikes. Am I close to this guy?
You're right next to him.
Right next to him.
Mm-hmm.
Can I use words of terror?
What does that
do? It
says,
once per short rest, you can speak to a humanoid alone. Well, mostly alone. I will kind of like...
Just whisper it to him
For 1 minute. But so it's 1 minute, so it's a long time.
It says humanoid?
It says humanoid.
You would know this, so you're not going to waste the action, the bonus action, but it's not a humanoid. It's undead.
Oh, well, fuck. Well, Teapot is fucked.
What does it do? It might still affect it.
No, probably not. It becomes frightened of me.
Yeah.
Or a creature of my choice if it fails a wisdom saving throw for an hour.
But it takes a minute to do.
It's a long time.
Well, yeah, that's probably not useful to you.
Yeah, no. Okay, well, Teapot cannot move. They have done a spell, so they cannot cast another spell because this is in Pathfinder. And so they are just quietly making peace with the fact that they are super fucked. And that is my action.
Teapot closes her eyes and makes peace with God.
Only one eye, but yes.
Closes her eye and makes peace with God. Marvin, you are... Oh, you need to make another wisdom saving throw. I think you're going to pass this one.
That was a very precarious little die there.
That it landed on a higher-ish number. High enough. You pass the saving throw, so you are no longer restrained.
Wonderful. So on my turn,
mm-hmm.
it takes 1d6 damage.
Right. Yes, that is correct. It takes 5 points of damage.
Fantastic. I muttering to myself, like, oh, I thought my poem was quite good, and you didn't care at all. Not even a little bit. Man, that's unfortunate. Cool. So I will, just in style with the lute, I'm going to pluck a little bit of a tune as it creates a little bit of fire between the strings, and then I'm going to mm-hmm. like strum it out towards the giant.
Hit.
Hey. Fantastic.
Does a D.
2d8.
2d8, that's right.
Fifth level. Oh,
that's
fifth
good.
Level, yeah.
Yes. 10 points of damage.
Wonderful.
Oh, it's close.
That is unfortunately all I can. Ooh, I do have one bonus action left.
Mm-hmm.
So I will.
I'd give Bardic Inspiration to someone because both of your allies need to make saving throws.
Not to be unconscious. Give it to Hot Longs.
Yeah, because what are we going to do? pass and take half damage and take. Yeah.
Keep on the spot. It's okay. It's okay.
So I will inspire you by burning the creature in front of you and recall the words out loud to you of Hot Longs, remember, God's bleed.
All right, you get Bardic Inspiration, and it is your turn, Hot Longs.
Cool. I will, as a bonus action, I will do my last draconic cry, screaming into this giant's face.
Am I still 5 feet away from Hot Longs?
Yes.
Then you do not need, because...
I got nothing. I want you, to do
it. He wants to do it. Let him do it.
If you had any other cool bonus action, I just wanted to make sure. Then you do, you boo.
He wants to
gods
do this.
Gods bleed. Then, last two attacks were critical. Now, I'm just wondering, if I cash in both of these good boy cards as follow-ups, that it, if my last attack roll was a hit, I can automatically...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The attack, my target, if I could do them both. But do you still roll just in case because of the good crit range?
Can I see the card, please?
Of course.
I forget what it's written on it. If your last attack roll is hit, you can automatically... I would say because of the word automatically, there's no actual roll involved. So no chance for a critical, but it is a hit.
Well, I have got advantage, so I'm just going to go for the roll.
Oh, you... Because you have disadvantage, they cancel each other out. So you just have the roll.
Because you're just spending.
Yeah.
I will use my good boy card.
You hit twice.
To follow up with a scream that gods do in fact bleed.
Like I said, two hits. That is... You deal 13 points of damage.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You are so close.
Okay. Come.
Now you need to make the saving throw to not turn to stone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Do you have the Bardic Inspiration still?
I do. That's a disadvantage, right?
Oh, that was a disadvantage.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You're welcome.
Oh, no.
You're welcome.
All right, you pass. By the hairs of your chinny chin chin, you pass. Ave ma fucking ria. All right, it's close though. It's close. It's its turn. Does it get that ability back?
Goodbye, teapot.
It does not get the ability back. So.
That's something.
I am. It's going to attack, but it's also trying to attack the crowd of people that Marvin has conjured. So.
Okay.
It has a total of, because it's a 10-foot square from memory. Mm-hmm. So you could have made up to four other people. So there are six people in total around it right now. Four are illusionary, two are real. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to get one of you to roll a six-sided die, one and two being, one being hot legs. Hot legs. One being hot longs, two being teapot, three to four being an illusionary enemy.
Okay. Well, as the one who is not in this fray, Marvin, would you like to roll a D6?
Do you mean three to six or being the people?
Three to six is an illusionary enemy, yeah.
You did good. We'll keep you wedding dice over there. This is on
Iron Wedding Champions. Dice did good. It's it blessed. Did. Do you use wedding dice?
One is you.
No, one is me.
One is you.
One is
always do is not roll a two.
Don't you roll. That is a one.
Okay. First attack, hot longs. That's a hit, hot longs. Hot longs, you take 16, 19. 25 points of damage, oh hot longs. Everything goes dark. Hot longs, you're on zero hit points. Mm-hmm. Now, for its second attack, just reroll ones. It's easier than doing a D5.
Five.
All right. Second attack is against an illusionary enemy.
Yep.
Okay.
Whew. The giant rubs its eyes, and you think the illusionary effect has ended on it. It slammed its fist down on a different person and figured out that it was an illusion.
Right. Heads up. Rules is written.
I know it says rules is written. It can make an action on its turn to...
Yes.
You know what? No. You know what? If it had missed both times, then I would have allowed the roll. No, you're right. If it had missed both times, I would have allowed the roll, but it attacked, it reduced hot lungs to zero. So actually, no, fair enough. All right, that was its turn. Teapot, it's your turn.
Okay. Thunder Wave is sort of guaranteed damage either
That's
way.
True.
So I cannot cast it at the second level. I have to do it at the first level. But I will cast Thunder Wave at a first level, bleeding, super fucked up, seeing hot lungs go down. Teapot will scream and with a very angry bleat of their bagpipe cast Thunder Wave again.
It passes the saving throw again, taking half of 8, 4 points of damage.
Okay.
That is enough.
Hey!
It weathers the blast, and then after the blast has been weathered, you could see the cracks in its skin begin to split open, and then the part, it begins falling apart like it itself is made of a statue. Its parts falling to the ground all around you as it collapses to first to its knees, then to its hands, then it crumbles to almost nothing. Before it is destroyed, it wails in agony. All I wanted was to spread joy. It dies.
Yay.
All right. You need to make a constitution saving throw. Oh my god. You turn to stone.
Teapot's last stand.
Teapot turns to stone. Marvin, Hot Longs is bleeding out.
Okay. I run over.
Uh-huh.
And I try my best to medicine check, like to try and stabilize him.
Okay.
As I look over towards Teapot, wondering how to stabilize petrification.
Teapot's fucked. It's okay.
All right. You make the medicine check. You stabilize Hot Longs. You're conscious but unable to move, bleeding badly. While you were doing this, you didn't notice, but... over the bonfire, a beam of light had begun to slowly cast it down. Not like how light normally moves.
Yeah.
Instead, you can see the beam of light slowly descending onto the bonfire. Once the bonfire is engulfed, you hear from behind you, The boulder or the stone slab blocking the entryway is moved across, and you hear something moving into the temple.
That's a lot of fingers. So, like, does it sound like spiders?
No.
Chewingers?
It's chewingers. Chewingers appear out from in between the legs of the many stone statues. One of them, with a spear, approaches you, knocks the spear into the ground a little bit, and then it puts a hand on Hotlungs. Hotlungs, you recover 3 hit points.
Thank you so much.
You.
Do you have any ability to save Teapot here? Teapot was so brave, and they're the ones who really brought the last blow to that awful thing.
The Chewingers all look at each other, and then all of them bringing out their spears, they start slamming them into the ground. Both of you notice almost immediately they're making a rhythmic noise, like music.
Okay.
I take my drum out and I...
Is the moonlight, that beam light that hit the bonfire, is like that, can we get underneath it? Can I push maybe like Teapot underneath that beam light? Or is that into a bonfire?
You would 100% be pushing Teapot into the bonfire if you did that.
That's fair enough. I was just wondering if it was a magical, nice little moonbeam, but instead I will grab 2 daggers or 2 swords or whatever, and I will start doing that, the rhythmic sound.
All right,
sound
you make rhythmic noise. The music...
I put the hand drum in front of you as well as we, like, you know, dual bongo the thing.
Okay.
If you'd like to.
Okay.
The music...
I choose violence, though, so I want something stabbing.
Oh, that's fair. Don't touch my drum with those.
The music that you could hear previously begins to morph a little bit to match your music instead of what it was playing previously. Mm-hmm. The Chewingers, some of them begin moving over to where the tables are, and they pick up little bits of food and start... They don't eat, but they, like, push them into their masks where mouths would be.
They're mime. Okay. We party.
Oh, we need
party,
to.
But good party.
Yeah.
Corrupt party.
Good party.
Bad party. Good party. Good music. Good vibes. Vibe check. Good. Thumbs up. Start eating. Am I hungry yet? Have I got my hunger?
You don't
back?
Feel hungry, but you can eat if you want.
I check all my lyrics for good vibes, and there's not a single good vibe to be found in a College of Tragedy Bard's repertoire, so I just do music.
Okay. Well, you don't need to get fully into it, but so long as you're at least partially playing music or dancing or enjoying yourself, you feel a revelry entering you. As that's happening, you can see that Teapot, the stone facade of her face, begins slowly crack, peeling away, and... As it falls away, you can see it is revealing Teapot underneath. Teapot, you die very briefly, but then are brought back seeing your friends partying with the Chewingers.
Oh.
Here we sing the song of John Ton. John Ton.
John Ton.
John Ton.
John Ton.
The Chewingers can't speak, but they join in the rhythm.
Are any other statues coming to life? Are any other statues that are smashed coming to life?
You don't want that. The statues in a radius radiating out from you, the statues, the stone facade on them also begins falling away, revealing adventurer after adventurer after guide after adventurer after adventurer after adventurer, noticing what you're doing and how it's quite obviously fixing the curse. Mm-hmm. Any adventurer that is freed joins you immediately in the song and dance until eventually every adventurer encased in stone in the temple is freed, and then the music and dance and rhythm and festivities begin spilling out of the temple down the steps, and those outside are freed as well.
We are the biggest bitches.
A sense of revelry lasts for days. You are at this temple eating, drinking, and being merry for literal days. Over that time, you watch as the grove heals and becomes what it once was. You at no point feel tired. You party for 3 days straight. It gets rowdy.
That's supposed to.
But at the end of the 3 days, you can see from the high vantage point atop the temple, you can see that the lands around you are also healing.
And Hot Lungs is no longer spotty.
Hot Lungs is no longer spotty. Yes, that also happens over the 3 days.
That's good to hear.
You eat so much.
I'm making up for lost time, Adam.
Yeah, 100%.
It was like a whole 24 hours I didn't eat. That's a lot of food.
It was more like three, but
all right. 24 hours without food.
Okay. At the end of the 3 days, the party begins to naturally die down like a normal party would. You see groups of people peeling off, collecting their equipment, peeling off, and then heading back. Eventually, I don't know if you'd be among the lost there, but at some point, the party has ended completely, and it is time for everyone to go home.
Okay.
We did only rent the sled and dogs for X amount of time and paid the guide for X amount of time. So... We got no money out of this.
We did it, right. So I feel there would be this level of smugness.
Right. Yeah.
Definitely radiating at least from Hot Lungs.
Does Mangle wait or does Mangle
Mangle waits, yeah. I mean, cool. It'll cost extra days at the end of this, but Jillian. Mangle waits.
Yeah, we could
pill. Actually, you know what? At the end of this, when you get back, Mangle's like, the party days, I don't count.
Yeah, okay. Mangle's a bro. Yeah. Okay.
He was partying as well. Yeah.
Mangle was partying as well, absolutely.
Yeah.
And with that, I thank you all for playing and listening to another episode of the Grey Hill Free Company. Mm. Yeah. Morgan, Josh, where can people find you?
You can find me. I am currently the GM, writer, and editor for Taking Initiative Season 3, which you can find where you find podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not on a lot of social medias anymore because it gives me the brain sickness.
Mm-hmm. Right, fair enough.
But you can hit us up on our Discord, which I have forgotten the actual name of it. So off to Josh to tell you the actual name of it.
So I'm taking a break this season, but you can find me in Season 1 and Season 2 of Taking Initiative. I'm the co-owner of the podcast. You can also find me guesting with these wonderful people on different Sandspans content and on our own content. You can find the Discord link at takinginitiativepodcast.com. Go to the Find Us page and go to where it says Discord. And if you click on that, you'd find us in there.
Hooray.
So professional.
Done it a few times. Again, I'm taking a break, but you can talk to me in there and you'll just find me guesting wherever I have the time to do so.
What was the name of that show again?
What's the name of our show? Taking initiative.
If you're having a hard time Googling it, you just slap podcast at the end of it. You'll find us.
Yeah.
Taking Initiative. And Zamet.
Yes.
If someone here doesn't know you, where could they find you? Seems unlikely, but what if?
Yeah. I mean, you can find me on D&D is for Nerds on the regular feed there. Just search it wherever you find good to middling podcasts. You can also find me on Plumbing the Death Star and Baseless Speculation. And if you're Adam, outside your bedroom window in night times.
Yeah.
It's not more good. Of a, like a vigil, like a constant, like a protective watch, I like to think of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was you feel protected.
That's what it feels like, yeah.
See?
Yeah. I feel more comfortable knowing that my boss is outside my window.
It was odd how much we could see last night.
Yeah. Oh, I bought them, so yeah.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah,
what if something gets you?
It was.
I would feel so bad.
Yeah. It was like on our top, like, we're going to Australia holiday things. Yeah. We have to watch Adam through his bedroom window.
Yeah. I'm on the list of big things, I think, are around around Australia.
Yeah, and if anyone needs like a guide for that, just like let me know, and I'll happily take you on this big thing, including Adam tour. And where can we find you, Adam?
Right here. Yeah,
in his bedroom being watched.
I refuse to, as the host of this show, I refuse to answer that question. All right, goodbye.
Yeah,
love you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Well, thank you for listening to one of the many stories of the Grey Hill Free Company. We hope this tale imbued you with as much pride and respect for your fellow adventurer as it did me. Until next time, we hope you enjoyed these further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.